Welcome to Nevada News. Meng's on the program today. He's the leader of the Nevada Democrats in the state Senate. Mo Dennis will be here. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, John Sandy IV, Sean Kerry, and Michael Hackett. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
California Closets, the leader in home storage solutions, is serving the Reno Tahoe area. Let our team of specialists help you reimagine new spaces in your home or office. Call or go online today to schedule your free in-home design consultation.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you still sitting on that couch? You know you could be out there cooking for a living. You speak food. That's why you got to call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll help get you out there with training in less time than you think. Sounds good, right? So grab your phone right now and call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll send you a complimentary career guide so you can see what it's really like to work in the culinary arts.
Call 800-817-5790 or text GOLCB68 to 94576. Call or text now.
Did you call yet?
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard. While biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Have your pantries turned into a food museum? Unused cans and boxes get lost. California Closets can organize your pantry so that everything stays fresh. Zero down, 0% financing available. Call or go online today to schedule your free in-home design consultation.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome back to the program State Senator Mo Dennis. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. Wanted to start out with a question for you about your response to Governor Sandoval's shift on the sunset taxes. It didn't seem that you were real pleased about his position, although it would have seemed that you would have been.
Well, you know, I got involved in this whole process because of education. So education is very dear to me, and making sure that we do what's best for education is very important. And while not cutting further education is a good thing, I don't think it's good enough for our kids. I think we need to be talking about what are we doing to make sure that education is the best that it can be. And so I think that's more where I'm at on that issue.
And nobody would disagree with you on that. The question, of course, is where the money's going to come from. And we had State Senator Greg Brower on the program yesterday, and one of his concerns about the upcoming biennium is the increased Medicaid cost to the state that may suck up everything. Your thoughts on that and where the money's going to come from?
Well, you know, I think as we move forward, we're going to see that the economy is going to start to recover, and we've seen some great, you know, I continue to see things every day that show things are getting a little better. But more important, we really need to think about what's best for Nevada as we move forward and really look at the whole revenue, expenses, everything, and come up with a plan rather than just kick the, you know, can down the road. We need to sit down and, you know, in a bipartisan manner and work together to come to solutions that will help Nevada as we move into the future.
Do you think the governor kind of laid down that bipartisan approach by what he did?
I think perhaps it's a good start. And, you know, we have worked together. We worked together on things this last session, whether it's education or even business. And I think that's a good start. But we've got to move even beyond that. We've got to get past this, Washington politics that's been creeping into our state politics and work together as we've done in the past.
Mary Lau, who heads up the Retail Association and one of our proud sponsors, was on the program yesterday as well. And she spoke in favor of actually making the sunset of taxes permanent. Your thoughts on that?
Well, once again, I think rather than just kick things down the road, I think we really need to sit down and look, you know, how is it that we do business in Nevada? You know, what are the things that we need and how can we best put together something that will help us as we go into the future so that when we come into issues where we have economic situation as we do today, how can we better get through that in the future? So I think it's got to be more than just, you know, continuing them or making them permanent. I think we need to look at what's best for Nevada, what's best for Nevada business, and those kind of issues. You know, we continue to talk to business, and business says, you know, they want to make sure that our education is the best. They want, not only because they need great workers that are trained, but because they want to be able to bring their families here. And so, not only in education, but in healthcare and other issues, what's best for Nevada? And so as we move forward, we need to work together to come to a solution for that.
What do you think about all these initiative petitions that are out there right now to put higher taxes on either gaming or mining or both?
Well, I think there are individuals that are just frustrated that we continue to go through this process where we, you know, we do things for a while and then we end up having to cut and then we change things. And so I think there's frustration out there on that issue. As far as, you know, the actual initiatives, you know, obviously people have the opportunity to do things in whatever manner they might do. I think they're frustrated that we haven't done anything and are just trying to send a message that we need to get things done or they're going to do it in a different way. I think that we can come to solutions if we would just work together to do that.
What do you think about the initiative petition process as a whole? A lot of people that come on this program say that that's the worst form of government.
Well, you know, being involved in the legislative process, I think that we can do things more efficient and more quickly than an initiative petition. If you put an initiative petition in and there's issues that need to be resolved, it takes a long time, not only to get the petition in, but also to fix it after it's put in if things need to be adjusted. So I think that, it's definitely not the most preferred, the preferred way to do legislation where we can work together and do it in a much more efficient manner.
Are you in favor of, say, a broad-based business tax?
Well, I think what we need to do is sit down and look. You know, this last time we proposed a revenue package that would have reduced taxes on 80% of our businesses here in the state of Nevada. I think that, you know, something that we can do that will benefit business, but at the same time, you know, make it so that everyone, you know, pays their fair share, including all of us. I think that you know, we need to talk about those kind of things rather than just say, you know, is it a broad base or is it this or that? You know, we need to sit down together and say what's the best thing to do and work together to come to that solution.
Do you think the number of Republican senators that came behind the governor and lined up with him on his position on the sunset of taxes, speaks to the fact that there may be more moderation within the Republican Party as you deal with them?
Well, you would hope that that would be the case. However, you know, their record during the session, you know, showed that they didn't have a desire to do it then, and now all of a sudden when we're in political season, they're wanting to do that. We want to do what's best for Nevada, and we need to do it all the time. If that's what they're looking at doing, then I applaud that. If this is just a political move, just to appear more moderate than they were during session, then that doesn't help us get to the solutions that Nevadans need.
There was an article in the New York Times over the past weekend where they talked about the fact that the Republican Party, to survive, is going to have to become more moderate than it has been over the last few years. Do you see that?
Well, I think what's important, you know, when you run for office, you need to really understand your constituents. You need to, you know, work for their best interest and listen. And, you know, I think that's something that we've tried to do. I think that people see that. That's why we've had a lot of success, because we're listening to what the people want as, you know, as we try to accomplish the things that will help all of us.
All right, let's take a break. More with State Senator Mo Dennis when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is coming to South Reno. Enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit of South Virginia.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Do you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS or state in back taxes? Hi, I'm Max with Blue Tax. Due to the current economy, the IRS and state tax agencies are being more lenient, but this won't last long. Here's how it works. Let's say you owe $20,000. With Blue Tax, this is what your settlement could look like. Great, right? There are many relief programs that taxpayers just don't know about, and you could wind up paying way less than you owe. Our team of attorneys and enrolled agents can negotiate settlements, lift bank levies, remove wage garnishments, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce back payroll taxes. And at Blue Tax, we mean business. Those are my tax attorneys, and they don't mess around. They'll call the IRS or state on your behalf and negotiate your settlement for you. It's that easy. So call us right now for a free consultation at 800-969-2984. Or visit www.bluetax.com. And remember, you heard it from me, Max, at Blue Tax. 800-969-2984.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is coming to South Reno. Enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit of South Virginia.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with State Senator Mo Dennis, who will lead the Democrats in the Senate in the next session. You know, one of the things I want to raise here, and it's probably going to make you laugh, is that a lot of people say that the rub against you is that you're too nice of a guy, and that it's going to be difficult for you to fight back against the Republicans. How do you respond to people that say things like that?
Well, you know, I hear that, but, you know, my record stands for itself. Since I've been in the Assembly and in the Senate, I have continued to work across the aisle to do what's best for Nevada. My record before public service as an advocate in education and for libraries and others has shown that really, you know, I'm a common sense kind of person, that I can lead. You know, a former chairman of the Las Vegas Library Board, the president of the Nevada Parent Teacher Association, chairman of the Community Development Block Grants for the City of Las Vegas, as well as a leader in the Assembly and in the Senate. And so I think that I stand on my record that I think that you can, you know, be a nice person and still be a good leader and do what's best for those who we represent.
All right, let's move into the serious game of politics here. One of the toughest races in the state is going to be in the swing county, in the swing state, and that's going to be State Senator Greg Brower opposing former senator and hoping to be again Senator Sheila Leslie. What's your take on that race?
Well, I think that we know that Sheila Leslie has been a great advocate up there in Washoe County for many, many years, even before her public service. And she really understands her constituents. You know, it's unfortunate that you know that she had to move, but you know sometimes we have needs in our personal lives that take precedence over the other things that we do in life, and so the fact that she wants to continue to serve is a great thing. She has a great advantage there. She's been on the ballot every year since 98. It's a district that we think is very winnable. It's a district where Obama won 56.9%, where Reid won it with 54% in Sharon Angle's own district. We think that that Sheila knows what she needs to do to win, and she's going to work hard to do that so that she can continue serving her constituents, that she has a great passion to serve.
How ugly a race do you think this is going to get?
I don't know. I think it depends on individuals, and there are some things that we don't control, but we would hope that people will talk about what it is that they've done for their constituents and what they will continue to do as they move forward.
Does it concern you that now, not only in the presidential race, but in state races like this one, that people are now talking about super PAC money coming in?
Well, I mean, that's always a concern, but it is what it is, and so we move forward with the process the way it is. We're going to continue to fight hard, get our message out. We'll continue to raise the funds that we need, and we'll have sufficient, to put a good campaign together in all of our races.
Give me a call on the Joe Heck, John Oseguera race.
We obviously know both. I served with Joe when he was in the Senate, and I was in the Assembly, as well as with John. I think they're both going to work hard. I know that John is out there, every day doing the best that he can and working hard, raising money, and all the things that candidates do. I think it will be a close race, but I think it's in the end it's who gets out and does the job. I have confidence that John is going to continue to do that.
A lot of money going into the Barbara Sagaski Tarkanian race. Your thoughts on that primary and how it will end up in the matchup with Senator Horsford?
I don't know Tarkanian that well. I know that he's run before. I've served with Barbara Sagaski for many years. I'm sure that they both will get out there and work hard and get their message out. I think that in the overall race, that Stephen has Horsford has is working hard each day. I think that he definitely has advantage there. I think the numbers are there for us to win in that district.
Okay, and last question. We've got about 15 seconds here. Do you think that the organization on the ground that the Democrats have is going to be the deciding factor in a lot of these races?
Yeah, I think the fact that we're prepared, that we've been doing it for several years, that we're going to continue to do the things that we do to get our message out so that people know that we're there fighting for them, and that we've got some great common sense candidates that really know their districts.
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. Thank you so much for doing this, Senator, and we look forward to having you back on the program very soon. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
With all the uncertainty around healthcare, if you don't have health insurance through your work, now is a good time to find an individual plan that makes sense for your needs and budget from a name you can trust, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For example, Kristen just started her own business.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield helped me compare plans, and my personal doctor was in their large network. And when I needed surgery later, I didn't worry about my savings or my bottom line.
Or take George, who retired early and chose a plan that covers prescriptions.
I had a little health scare recently. My doctor ran some tests and changed my prescription. And now, I'm back in the game.
With Caitlin's busy life, she needed coverage she could count on with preventive care.
Because with kids, you never know what will happen.
If you're looking for individual health coverage that makes sense, join all the people who depend on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
For a free rate quote, contact your local agent. Call 1-866-771-0119 or visit us online at anthemforme.com.
Harrah's Reno proudly presents The Rhythm Riders, a tribute to the music of Johnny Cash and Patsy Cline. Witness these talented musicians bringing to life the music of two celebrated performers. Call 775-788-2900 or book online at harrahsreno.com. Take a walk with a man in black, now appearing at Harrah's Reno through May 27th. Don't miss The Rhythm Riders, a tribute to the music of Johnny Cash and Patsy Cline.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Sean Carey is here, the political economist for the columnist, I should say, and not economist, for the Reno News and Review. Michael Hackett is vice president of Alros Consulting, and John Sandy IV is an attorney with Jonesburg. It's a pleasure to have you all here. Senator Dennis, not really committal in what he would like to see in terms of new revenues, but obviously would like to see new revenues.
Well, of course, it's going to happen. It's going to happen one way or the other. And I think this issue is going to become an interesting one because now Sandoval has taken this issue away from the Democrats.
And you know, a very wise thing to do. I think a lot of people on both sides of the aisle are saying, but the Democratic response, as I mentioned to Senator Dennis, was not particularly positive.
Yeah, and that's why I think because as the state agencies and the governor go about crafting their budget right now, it is going to be flatlined. The only significant piece is those sunsets on those things. So it's not like there's going to be new revenue found in the governor's budget when he takes it to the legislature. So I think that's where the skepticism is
but
coming
potentially
in.
There will be new revenue because when the Economic Forum meets, as the economy continues to improve, there may be some additional funds there, no?
Absolutely, there could be. And in fact, Senator Dennis said so himself, that there are signs that the economy is improving, and we'll see what the numbers are when they come out. But also, reading between the lines, it seems that he was hinting that he believes that a restructuring of our current tax structure needs to occur, and that we can't rely primarily on taxes that fluctuate with the economy so much. So I think that it's setting the stage for what could potentially be an interesting debate in the session.
Well, and the question then always comes up, which is, which state has an economy that survives the ups and downs that we go through?
Actually, probably it's not a state, but Washington, D.C.
Right.
Is really pretty much the only entity that I can think of that that really does survive those well, and obviously the surrounding communities. But, you know, kind of what you're getting to is we are so dependent in this state on so few tax streams. That's why when the economy on a national level goes down the tank like it has, that's why we suffer so much. And I think that's kind of where Dennis is getting at, that maybe what we really need to look at is more tax revenue streams and maybe lowering some of the rates on the existing streams that we have and kind of help better balance what we're dealing with and kind of insulate ourselves a little better.
Well, without changing the Constitution, what areas do you have left to go to?
Well, I know one of the talks, one of the discussions they've had is regarding the sales tax, where they would like to expand it to bring in more entities and capture more entities under the sales tax, but then lower the overall rate. So that is something that could be done legislatively without any kind of constitutional change.
How would you feel about that?
Consumption-based taxes are hard to pass. It's very, very hard to pass a tax like that because, I mean, everybody's going to come out and say, look, you're going after the people that spend more of their income on consumption.
And especially poor people.
Yeah. Basically.
Well, and then also you need to exempt the necessities to protect the poor people because it can be a really regressive tax. And then where do you stop? I mean, what? And you see that with sales tax. I mean, you go through the code and there's exemption after exemption, and it just becomes to a point where it's unworkable, which is why it's so difficult in a four-month period to craft a new tax that would survive the scrutiny of the people.
I wanted to go. I didn't have time on yesterday's program to talk about this, but was watching John McCain on Meet the Press, and it was very interesting. He was going against super PACs very strongly and brought up that Newt Gingrich, most of his money came from Sheldon Adelson. He didn't name Adelson by name, but that Sheldon had gotten most of his money from Macau, as inferring that an American company that's making money in Macau is a bad thing. And he also said that the surge was not enough, that instead of 30,000 troops, Obama should have sent 40,000 troops. Wow. your response to hear those things?
Well, it doesn't surprise me that McCain is stumping against the campaign practices after McCain-Feingold, and I know he's been an ardent protractor against super PACs, and that doesn't surprise me. I'm kind of curious, though, that he would think that a United States-based business is going out internationally and actually bringing money into the United States was a bad thing. That's kind of surprising to hear from a senator like McCain.
In addition to that, I wanted to throw in this idea now that we're going to be seeing super PACs here in Nevada in local races.
The issue with super PACs is not the money so much as it is the disclosure, because we always find out about these. We find out about who's actually contributing to these organizations way too late. There comes a time when the voters need to know this information prior to going to the ballot box.
Well, the thing is, though, and we were all listening to NPR on the way in this morning, and a major story on Sheldon Adelson. Mm-hmm. NPR is doing a story on the 25 people who have donated $1 million or more. So aren't we already seeing, in a way, transparency because of that?
We are to an extent, but I think when they were talking in this particular story, they mentioned one of the corporations that Adelson set up was a 501 4C. I know they didn't say that right, but anyways, that's where you can go ahead and you can advocate, but you don't have to disclose where you're getting your money from. So I think that kind of speaks to your issue in terms of there is that ambiguity or that gray area in terms of where is this money really coming from.
All right, but now, you know, we're seeing on the national level candidacies being kept alive by these super PACs, but is it really making that much of a difference in the outcome here?
Well, I mean, that's the question right there. I think that's really fascinating listening to NPR, and I think it goes to your point, is that these super PACs can serve a purpose. I mean, they are allowing free speech to prolong itself through. Right now, you can see it with Sheldon Adelson keeping Newt Gingrich alive. I mean, he's giving voters an option that they might not otherwise have had that super PAC not been allowed. The problem, though, is when you don't have to disclose who those donors are. It's when you hear a voice, but you don't know who it's coming from, so you can't judge the validity of the information that you're receiving from that.
And it's good that the media is actually finding this information and disseminating it to the public, but it needs to come from the campaigns, and it needs to come from these organizations, and we need to change our laws so that there should be. I mean, we have the internet now. There should be almost instantaneous disclosure.
But, and yet, every time we change the law, suddenly people find loopholes. That's where we got to leave it. Thank you all very much. Good discussion. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Is your child happy in school? Is the pace too fast or too slow? Does your child need a more flexible or individualized approach? Some children simply thrive in a different kind of classroom. That's why you have another public school choice. Online learning from K-12, a full-time alternative to the traditional classroom, available as a tuition-free public school option. K-12 powers accredited public schools that bring learning to life for students grades K through 12. Call now for your free information kit to learn how K-12 could be the best option for your child. Parents and teachers enthusiastically endorse it.
I made a switch to online learning because I saw results. I just saw a blossoming of kids' excitement for education.
Our state-certified teachers customize lesson plans, organize field trips, and guide learning. Kids work at the level and pace just right for them without classroom distractions. With K-12, you get teacher support, books, school supplies, and materials for experiments, all included. And in most cases, the program is tuition-free.
You'll hear from every person that ever works with K-12 curriculum that it is top-notch.
In fact, 92% of K-12 parents are satisfied their student benefits academically. As a full-time public school option, or to purchase supplemental courses, think K-12.
The ability to have the online school and still be part of a public school system is priceless.
Call now or go online for your free information kit. See how K-12 can be the right choice for your child.
Now accepting statewide enrollments for Nevada students in grades K through 12. Call K-12 today for your free information kit or go online to learn more.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, the Deputy Director of Policy for NPRI will be here, Jeffrey Lawrence. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.